speak about the song Shalom Aleichem. All right. Now, I would just say that my father, the minig in many families actually is not to sing Shalom Aleichem. Many families, especially those who are especially those who are more from Lithuanian ancestry and keep the Lithuanian minhagim. For various reasons, and I'll just go through very quickly the reasons. Number one, the whole idea of malachim, like it's a very strange idea, okay? And you know, when we envision malachim, we think about these guys with these wings on the back. Which, by the way, we do that because that's exactly how it's described in the Nevi'im. However, believe it or not, it's actually, as I once heard, looking at you know when we talk about the Shabbos angels and looking inside and you think about the wings, it's actually a Judeo-Christian concept, supposedly. It really is. Okay, I hate to say it. You know, I wouldn't necessarily share that with your kids necessarily at this point, but there is no question that it's not necessarily a Jewish concept, and you know, when they talk about the idea of wings in the Nevi'im, okay, it's not literally wings. What exactly is it? I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. You know, and especially when you talk about it, I think the pasuk says sheish kanafayim, sheish kanafayim. So it's certainly not the pictures of angels that we see in all Jewish books, because those only have two wings. Right, you know, in Reishit, once people were complaining many years ago, and they had chicken wings. They weren't giving enough chicken wings to the boys. So the person who was in charge put up a sign in the kitchen: "Sheish kanafayim, sheish kanafayim l'chol achad." Cooks know they're not. But they knew they're a cook or not. I'm not sure, but they know they're not. Okay, so that's what's important. Anyway, however, believe it or not, so my father did not say Shalom Aleichem. I do not believe that my grandfather said Shalom Aleichem. I don't believe Reb Chaim said Shalom Aleichem. I'm probably best said Shalom Aleichem either. When I got married, I actually asked my father Rishus if I can sing Shalom Aleichem, and he said yes. And believe it or not, it's actually a minute which comes from the time of the Rishonim. Okay? Now, by the way, on some level, by the way, just because the minute comes from the Rishonim, it doesn't necessarily mean that some great Rishon started this custom. This could be a custom that was started by regular Jewish people, and Gedolim said, okay, fine, it's a nice custom, that's it. If you look at source number four, it's called Sefer Minhag Tov. I never heard of it, okay? However, this was written in the 1300s of Minhagim in Italy, okay? Now, if you want to understand something, the origin of Ashkenazi practice, okay, the origin of Ashkenazi practice comes out of Italy, or out of Italy. That's why it says Sefer Minhag Tov, okay? So, it says that Uminhag Tov Gilel Shabbos, source number four, Kishubayim Beis HaKnesses, Leilech Miyad Eitel HaNeros, Hadlukim Lechvot Shabbos. So the minhag tov in Lel Shabbos, when you come from shul, is to go immediately to the candles that are lit in Lekavod Shabbos, v'shnizbarach aleihem, okay? And I guess that you are blessed because of them. V'lamud neged shtehem, and fan facing two of them, which, by the way, and by the way, this is probably correct, that the original custom was probably to light only two candles, okay? And by the way, some people, you still have that custom of just two candles, okay? That's for Zohar B'Shomer. I'm not just saying, it's a very nice custom to add more candles, but he says, V'lomar malachi rachamim, V'sholom bo'achem, L'sholom bo'achem, L'sholom lechem shalom, L'kulchem shalom, V'chem v'sonet kashas, V'hinig harab of Aaron, Midinsburg v'atzmo, who probably is one I've never heard of, but this minhag of saying Shalom Aleichem on some level actually goes back over 700 years at least, okay? Which means if we're going back over 700 years, it could go back much more than that too. We don't know, alright? I just mentioned the reason why I said that the rich origins of Ashkenazi practice comes from Italy is because, I don't know if you know, the famous Clonimus family comes from Italy, and they were from the first Ashkenazim, whatever, anyways. So that's why they say actually that that there's a historical theory that that Menhagim Ashkenaz come from Eretz Yisrael and Menhagim of Sephardim come from Bavel. Okay, now if you think about it, so what was the comparison between Eretz Yisrael and Italy in the 700s, 800s, 900s, as opposed to Bavel? What was the comparison? They had two things in common. Which religion was the practicing religion? The Catholics, right? And that's what it connected. Right? And obviously in Babel, it was more like the Muslims. So there's a sheet like that. But anyways, but this minhag is actually a very, very old minhag. Where does it come from? So as I said, it's possible that it started from the people itself, because the Gemara says in source number one, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ukva, Kol HaMispala, Erev Shabbos, Omer, Vayechulu, anyone who davens in Erev Shabbos and says Vayechulu, okay, it's interesting. It says Shnei Malachi Asharis and Malavim LaAdam. So the two Malachi Asharis that accompany a person, Manich Nidal and Rosho, put their hands on the head, but Omrim Lo, and they say, "Is anyone like hot in here?"
Yes,
I'm like quite hot. I'm sorry.
Which number? One.
What?
You went back to one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went back one. Okay. And the Minhag Sfardim, he said his origin was.
Okay.
What? Bavel.
So the two angels, they go ahead and they say Visar, Sar Manechir, sin should be removed, and your sin should be get atonement for. He says it. So we see that the Gemara talks about angels. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer Shnei Malachi Asharis Mulav Lona Ber Shabbos Mebesak Nesel Leveso. So then the two Malachi Asharis accompany a person to the house on the Shabbos from the shul to your house. Echad tov v'echad ra. One's bad and one's good. U'kishuba lebeiso, when he comes to the house with matzah ner dolak, and you find a candle lit, the shulchan aruch, and you find the table set, mitasu mutsas, and there's sheets on the bed. Okay. By the way, in the days of the Gemara, the beds were where you ate. Okay. So he says like this: Malach Tov Omer. The Malach Tov says, Yehi Ratzon Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. It should be the will that the next week it should be like this also. Umalach Ra Ona Amein Bal Korach. And the Malach Ra says Amein against his will. V'im Lav. And if not. He says, if he comes in and the candle's not lit and the table is not set, and then mother used to tell me and the children are fighting, okay? He says, Yiratzon, and the Malach Ra says, I believed her. Yiratzon Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach.
Even though you didn't say
Shabbat. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, my father didn't tell me, my mother told me the story, okay? Malach Tov Ona Amen. Okay, that's the Gemara. So obviously, the Gemara talks about the Malachim, and because of it, this is where the Shalom Aleichem comes from. Okay, now if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, actually,
this doesn't say anything about Shalom Aleichem.
Of course not. The point of the Shalom Aleichem, I think, is really to really appreciate and understand that when that happens, it's definitely there. It's definitely there. So, what?
In other words, you're not just saying it's Bavir.
Who wrote the Shalom Aleichem? We have no idea.
Oh, we don't know?
I have no idea.
You don't know where it started.
Well, it started in the 30s.
We don't know it started.
It started probably before that, even. But this is the first recorded. But even it's obviously it. I'll tell you something else. Also, you just know, if you look at source number four, what's missing here? Mm-hmm. We say hello, come in. Mm-hmm. According to this, you don't say, give me a bracha, which is problematic. And you don't say, go out, which is also problematic. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's go on. So source number two. Yisadar Shulchano V'yatsim, he says, so Shulchan Aruch says that you should set the table, you should make the beds, V'yisachnu Yabayis. So that everything is all set up. Halach is, by the way, the table should be set the whole Shabbos, okay? What does that mean? That means that after lunch, even having Shalshus at home, you should still have a nice table off on the table. That's what it means. It doesn't mean set the table, but it means you should always have a nice table off on the table. As a matter of fact, even if you're not eating at home that Shabbos, you should have a nice table off on the table. V'chein haminug, v'ein l'shanos, and you should not go ahead and you should not change it. All right. That's if ain't l'shan, you should not go ahead and change it. So now,
if it gets soiled,
So go. No, I don't, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I shouldn't change the
minute. You shouldn't change the minute. You definitely changed the tablecloth. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. 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 Okay.
Well, I said, don't change the tablecloth.
Yeah. Source number three. Shezehu.
That's what I heard.
Shezehu covered Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'amar Chazal. He says, Shnei Malach Shasharis, Mavul Adon or Shabbos. Okay, he goes to the whole Gemara. The bracha that you get, he says, interesting. He says, I would say like this. He says, we look at source, I'm not sure the middle of the third line. Tov lefanos kore achavish meabayis mevod yom.
Okay.
So what are the what
spider webs?
Yeah. You're supposed to clean the spider webs about yom because of about Shabbos. B'tov lizar besudas halayla shelo lizrog daber rabayit chutz l'shulchan. Okay, remember. Okay, so in other words, it's a different time. We should be careful Friday night that when you finish eating, you shouldn't throw it on the floor. Okay, again, understand? It was a lot different in the olden days. Okay, so you got to be very careful. Okay, why? Im ein dark l'chabesed by daber amuter. She says, if it's not your style to go ahead and to sweep the floor, you should be careful not to throw things off the table. All right. She says, so if this coming Shabbos, your kids throw something on the floor, and you say, why are you doing that for? He says, Mishnah Berurah says, if you sweep up, it's okay, right? He says, I'm just kidding, okay? Anyway, he says, in other words, you got to be careful how the house looks the whole Shabbos. That's the bottom line. It's not just when Shabbos comes in. You got to be careful how the house looks the whole Shabbos. Fine. So, what's pshat in this Gemara? But Malachim, the angels, what is this all about? So he says, He says, Akedas Yitzchak quotes this Gemara. He says, if you look at the third line, he says, third line number five, V'hu mevuer ki v'malachei elyon. Okay, when it talks about angels, ein b'hem royim b'shum panim. There's no such concept as a bad angel. Okay, no such concept. These are the two kochos that a person has. The angels symbolize two kochos that a person has. Echad tov, v'hu ha-koach ha-sichli. One is a good koach, and that's the intellect. Asher mitzad tzuraso, which, you know, basically comes from the tzura person. V'echad ra, and then there's the evil thing. What's the evil? It doesn't mean it's evil. Okay? He says, V'hu ha-koach ha-tavani, asher mitzad chumro. It comes from his physicality. K'masha kastav ha-rav ha-mora perikud chelik beis. V'heim ha-nikram v'loshin chazal, yetzer tov v'yetzer ra. There's no such thing as evil. No such thing. That's what we refer to it as. But there's the good inclination, the intellect, and there's the bad inclination, which is the physicality. Okay? And physicality is not bad because taiva, because if you don't have taiva, you have nothing. Alright? However, if you go ahead and you allow your physicality, right, to get the best of you, it could be bad. And by the way, if you allow your luck to get the best of you also, sometimes intellect can destroy also. However, usually what happens is usually it's the koach, the physical thing that just brings you down. It's not the intellect that brings you down. He says, Ukisha Adam Yechav el Avodas Yotzro, and when a person has kavana for the Avodas Yotzro, Yiskor Es, Yom HaShabbos, he says, Kul Kenech Kol Mitzvos. Remember, Shabbos is equal to all the Mitzvos. Lekacho Lechavdo, Hine Kvar Hischil Anos Yitzro Hara, Ragilo El Rotzenotov. So at that point, you have begun to answer to your physical inclination and to custom it to something good. Umeyata, Kola Shayomer Lasos Kmo, Yeshlo Koach Gavura, Mosafis Yom Yom. He says, and therefore, whatever you tell it to do, it'll start to listen to you more. So what does that mean? It means is that when you take your Yetzirah physicality and use it properly and say, listen, you're okay, but do what I say, you're already training it, and what's going to happen is, it's going to get better and better. So what I'm really saying is like this, if you come home from Shabbos, and you see the tables are set, and everyone's b'shalom, lights are set, you took the physical desire, and you channeled it, so obviously that means if things continue, it'll be better next week. It's just that's the way it is, okay? In other words, a person is, let's say, for example, is addicted to cigarettes, and they stop smoking one day and 2 days, right? It'll be easier the fourth day, right? At some point, things get easier again. So the same thing when it comes to the physical desire or other things that you do, that once you're able to keep it in control, so it doesn't mean the Malach says, amen. It means it's just natural what's going to happen. He says like this, however, if you let your physicality take control, what's going to happen? Once the physicality control, so then next week it will be more in control. And that's the idea of Amen. It doesn't mean that Malach saying Bracha, it's just the natural course of events. Now this Akedah Yitzchak is based on the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that what's the concept of angels? The concept of angels is that there's certain concepts that God put into the world. They're sort of like his shlichim. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, for example, Gevura is, we talk about Gavriel, the Gevura, that there's a concept of power in the world. Sometimes there's certain feelings that overtake a person. Those are considered malachim. Forgive me for using this as an example, but this is the perfect example, okay? I mean, it's a perfect example. Anyone here ever see, I'm sorry to say this, Lion King?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, okay? So, by the way, it's a horrible movie. That's what I'm telling you. From Brunson, okay? But I watched it many years ago with when my son Moshe had a birthday in Hamilton, so someone gave him a video of The Lion King. So it was a problem. We had to borrow a TV and a VCR, but I saw it, okay? And at the end of Lion King, okay, so you know, it's horrible. It's horrible, Lion King. Because he says, at the end, like, the pride lands are all destroyed. It's terrible. This is terrible. I'm telling you, it's terrible. It's so sad, right? And all of a sudden, you know, Simba kills, takes care of Scar.
I understand.
It's all part of the movie. I understand. Okay, because good people never kill, right? Let's go on. Yes, so he says like this, okay? And then, you know, the place is like a churban. It's terrible, right? And all of a sudden it starts to rain. And you have this feeling, you do a very good job, you have this feeling, wow, things are going to get better. Okay? That is a malach. What does that mean? It's a malach? There's a certain feeling in the ear. When you know, we don't feel it so much here in Eretz Yisrael, okay? Because here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we actually have pretty good weather all year. The bad weather is when it rains and it's windy, and when it rains windy, we're very happy about it here, right? But you know, growing up in America, and you walk out at the beginning of May, and you see the little leaves coming out, it puts a very good feeling inside of you. I got to tell you, there's no question about that. So he says that's a malach. What is it, a malach? It's a certain God has certain. So he says so. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara is also an idea of Shlichim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are important. And the idea is that if you do one thing properly, next to continue. If you do it wrong, the way it works is that it's continue also. That's all that. That's really all. That's the way the Rambam would explain this Gemara, and that is what the Akedah Yitzchak says. If you go and look just to reinforce this idea, the Maariv Chiya says, source number 6. Near Beina and Ram Sof Hilchas Tvilim, Shaperish Indian Malachim, Alabin, Adam, Mahana Mitzvah, Shesof Moso. What are the Malachim that go around the person? It's the mitzvahs. Why the mitzvahs? Because when you do a mitzvah, so all of a sudden, right, it picks you up, it does something for you. So, source number 7, the Rambam says, Chayiv Adam, Lizar, Mezuz, Neshichovas, Kakol Tamed, a person should be careful of mezuzah. And he says like this, what's the point of mezuzah? We don't think about this. It's a very important halacha. Every time you go into a house, okay, yichnas v'yetzei, the Rambam does not say that you kiss the mezuzah. You can if you want. V'yotza v'yifka v'yichar Hashem shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you see the mezuzah, you're supposed to think what's written there. You realize about Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'yiskor avaso, and you'll remember his love, v'yerem mishnaso, wake up from your sleep, v'shkiyosa v'hebeli azman, which by the way is the same thing the Rambam says about shofar, okay? V'yoda she'ein dover ha'omer lom lom ela yidiyas tzur olam miyad huchosa daito v'hoz arki v'sharam. And then you realize that only that's important is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll bring you back to the straight path. And they say like this, He says, "Amr Chacham and Rishon, call me Sheyesh Lo Tefillin Barosho. Anyone who has tefillin on his head, Ubezro and his arm, Utitzes Bevigdo and Titzes on his clothes, Umezizo Vischo and Vizo on his door, Muchsaku. It's a Chazaka. Shelo Yechta. Why? Shari Yesh Lo Maskirim Rabin. He has a lot of reminders. And then the Rabbi says these key words: the Hain Hamalachim Shematzina So Malachta." These mitzvahs are the angels. Well, angels are not these little things of angels that halos on their heads that, you know, say to you, hey, don't do that. Okay? Angels are shlichim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world to remind us. And therefore, the same thing, the feeling of Shabbos is an angel. That's what it means. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world in a certain way where there are things that are supposed to help us. If you use it the wrong way, it's going to destroy us also. Right? So he says the next apostle, Chonu Malach Hashem, Sabal Reyav. All these things are Eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you sing Shalom Aleichem, the point is, according to the Rambam, the point is to think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these ideas that are there supposed to help us, right? And use it properly. And on Shabbos, it's much easier to use it properly than it is during the week. Okay, that's according to the Rambam. However, along comes the Ramban, and the Ramban says no. He thinks the Rambam is wrong. There is such a thing as angels, okay? And angels are not, obviously, things with wings. Angels are something, all right? And where does it come up? So it comes up, it's a very difficult Rambam, because obviously the Rambam was very rationalistic, and he said it for that reason, but it comes up in Parshas Vayera. Why Parshas Vayera? Because here Avraham Avinu has the Pesmila, and he sees the three angels, and the Rambam says, the whole thing was just a dream. No such thing as angels taking the form of people, and no such thing as just a dream. Why is it difficult? It's fine. It's a very nice shot. The problem is that you can explain everything like that. The whole thing happens. Sodom is a dream. It's a very difficult, very difficult. That's what Rambam says. The also reason why it's difficult is because based on that, there are some people who go out and say, well, if the whole thing that Avraham Avinu saw was just a dream, maybe Gan Eden was a dream. And maybe the model was a dream, okay? So it's a very dangerous concept, which obviously the Rambam agrees there was a model, and he agrees there was Gan Eden. There's no question about that. But he says, but the Ramban definitely holds that he says that there are angels. And he says, if you look at Sura Samrei, I took out a little keta from this. If you speak to a malach, you're not a Navi. Okay? A Malach is not a Navua. There's such a concept. Kashir is Gardi B'Daniel. Avalhim Mara Tikra Gilu Anayim. Kemo V'Yigal Hashem Es Eina Vilam V'Yaras Malach Hashem. V'Yachin Yisbal Elisha V'Yomar Hashem Kachna Es Eina V'Yira. In other words, if someone sees a Malach, it's not a Navua. Okay? And by the way, what shot do you think sits with me better? The Rambam shot or the Ramban's shot?
You, Rambam.
No, actually the Ramban.
Ramban.
Sure, no question about it, okay? There's no question, Ramban. I want to tell you something, you just know, okay? Without getting into crazy details, the person I know, okay, who when he was already past university and had a very good job, okay, he would be on drugs from Friday afternoon until Monday morning. Okay? The person I know, right? And how did he get off of it? Okay, how did he get off of it? There's a crazy story. He walks into his apartment. Tell me the story. On Friday after work, he wasn't from then. Okay, and sitting on his couch is this guy looking like a sheik with a turban on his head. Okay, and he says to me, "Only I have the key to my apartment." And I said to this guy, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm here to help you." He says, "I don't care what you're here for. Get out of my apartment." And he says to him, "Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. It's your choice. And if you agree to let me help you, I will be here until you need me, then I'll disappear." All right? And he told him something that only this fellow would know. Something happened once in camp. And he said, he spent a year with me until I got off of my drugs. And he would say goodbye. He never saw him again. Okay? All right? So, okay, it's a weird story, okay? Now, why was an Indian sheik? That was the guy so on drugs tell me if the story is from. I don't think so, okay? Whatever it was, okay? So I'm going to say is, okay, I don't know what happened there, but I definitely, I think Klal Yisrael is accepted on the whole, the Ramban's Shita, okay? At the Armalachim, okay? Now, so he says, so we have a few problems. Why? So number one, it's interesting that yes, if you look at the Gemara says that whenever you know you walk around a malachim with you. Therefore, the custom was in the old days that before you go to a washroom, and by the way, the washrooms in those days were not as pleasant an experience as they are today. It was a field you'd say, "Hischavdu mechubadim," you would tell the angels, hold on a second, hang out, wait out here. I'm going into the washroom because they wouldn't accompany you to the washroom, okay? Now, we don't say this to you anymore. Why not? Because we don't really believe that we have angels walking around with us anymore, all right? So Rav Kook asked the question, so why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Because no angels. Just look at Rav Kook. So he says, V'inhegu shanu omrim Shalom Aleichem, this is the Shabbos, mishum shnei malachi asharis. Hamalav lod adam bereshavs v'esakneset lebeito. Nira l'chor estira. It's a contradiction. L'mashakasa farish barachayim simen gimel sevala she'achshav lo nagulom mischavdu. We don't say to the angels, you know, be honored, but stay here. Why? Neishanu chashuvim kol kach shilavos malachim. We don't believe malachim accompany us. Avol yesh lomar shehamalachim tamid. Why is that? Because malachim always come mikolach schos mitzvos tefillin. Why? Because he's what happens in tefillin. K'mashakasa ro kol amaris kishem hashem nikra lefa. Right, and he says, "Eilef lom shabarosh v'dafke heim shayin zarem v'tfilin tfilin kol yom ha'yitzrich lomar ischabdu." So the people of men in those days who wore tfilin, they had to say ischabdu mechubadim. Shayin ozir, but we don't wear tfilin the whole day, so they're not malachim with us. V'yesh lomar the v'shabbos came and shulavs van tfilin shabbos, which is not the van tfilin. V'koach shuba atzma os, because it is an os. Im kein haschus sheyesh lo mitzad tefillin gam mitzad shabbos ba'atzmo vaz yesh lo gam kamalachim u'mishum kachar u'mishum aleichem. He says it could be malachim don't walk with us a whole week, and on Shabbos there's malachim there. There's no question about that. That's what he says. He says so that's so that is he says that pshat. Now So then the Ginza Yisrael, who's a Chassidisha Rebbe, I forgot who it was, so he says, he asked the same question. He says, the two malachim that come from the person, these are the two inclinations that a person has. As we saw the Sefer HaKedah. Hayetzer Tov, Hayetzer Sheni, the whole week, these two, the intellect and the taiva, are fighting with each other.
He doesn't call the
Yitzhara. You're right, very good. He says, one is trying to tell you, you know, go with your heart. This one is, it seduces it. Alright? It's interesting the Lashon he uses. V'kach omeid adun tamid. I guess I made a mistake there. Okay, I can't read this. Matar v'mielach v'shiras libo. Az, he says, Yisani aguf lo neshama. So what's going to happen is, the guf will have the joy of the neshama. V'yisani the Torah, v'miskolos, yisani neshama lo aguf. Nin said tamid, Tanuga of Nisunim, I'm not sure.
Mitzrayim.
Okay, Mitzrayim means, I guess, with the Yetzers. Ulam, Bevo Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, Sha'oz, Gam, Tanuga, Hamagashis, Yikam Mitzvah Hashem, Yisangush name, Gam Yachta, Vazukavanas Chazal, Kol HaShabbos, Nosnul Anachim Mitzrayim, because Techdal Mochama Ben Shnei Yitzrayim, Ben Shnei Mitzrayim. So that's the idea. So basically, so what does that mean? So in other words, what it means is that really, if you understand what happens is, we see from the Gemara there that one, you know, usually the Yetzer Hara will concede that will fight, and the Yetzer Tov will fight, right? Whatever's in Shabbos, one of them concedes defeat. That's the van. They know Shabbos is a day, right, to be together. The question is, how will be together? Be together for good or for bad? And therefore, it's really up to you, okay? And the point of the Shalom Aleichem is to keep this in mind, that Shabbos is the day where the things can come together. And they say, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharis, Malachi Elyon. I just wanted to finish off with certain ideas. The number one, so the problems people have is, no one has a problem, the Shalom Aleichem, the Boach HaMashalom, people have a problem, Verchuni L'Shalom, because you're not allowed to ask a Malach for a Bracha, right? And number two, they have a problem with Tzeischa Mashalom. Alright, so how do we deal with that? So, Berchuni L'Shalom, it's very simple. What you're saying is that you're not asking, I don't feel it's Kavanah, but you're not asking the Malachim to bless you. You're saying is that the Bracha that Shabbos gives us should remain with us, right? The, you know, and the Malachi Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should cause those kochas to remain with us and to strengthen us. And Sanctus Kol Shalom means is that when you leave, okay? Because obviously, I don't believe the Malachim will walk out of the door before you serve the chicken soup, okay? All right, so that's the yes.
A Rav once told me that the reason why we say Sanctus Kol Shalom is because we are